All right, guys. Hello and welcome back to another Career Convos podcast. And today is going to be a bit of a special occasion as it is going to be our last episode of our first season. So what marks this occasion is the fact that Rita is going to graduate this year. And that means that she is not going to be working for the career services anymore. And that means that she's not going to be making podcasts with me anymore. So is there anything that you want to kind of get off your chest or anything that you want to talk about before we start our, actual like podcast theme today, Rita?
Yeah. Hi everyone. It's been quite a pleasure making this podcast. I think just through conversation, we've tackled a lot of topics. And I hope that, like, to anyone listening that, like, you know, either they've been helpful in learning something that you didn't know before, or maybe we just talked about something that resonated with you, something that you went through yourself, or a confusion that you had yourself. And yeah, I think that's all I have to say. I'm excited, for the next step, and yeah. I think, like, in the time here, I've learned a lot about, like, I think my time here has helped me figure out how to deal with the next steps of, like, finding a job or grad school or, you know, whatever option I end up going with. And yeah, I just hope it's been helpful to others as it's been for me.
Yeah. And I gotta ask you, like, when you first started working at this job, did you think you were gonna end doing, like, a podcast with 11 episodes?
I definitely did not. So let me tell you a fun story. I've been wanting to do I don't think I ever told you this. I always have fun stories. Always wanted to do a podcast. And I remember one time Spotify had, like, put out this, like, thing. It was, like, a call for, like, people to, like, submit kind of like a proposal for, like, what they would want an ideal podcast for them to be. And they were going to select, like, 10 people, fly them out to New York, and we're going to give them, like, $10,000 to, like, fund their own podcast. So I submitted something with my friend, and we didn't get selected, and I was really sad. But, like, look, you speak things into existence. I wanted to do a podcast, and I ended up doing a podcast with you. So I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully this pops off and, like, you know, maybe we can do this in the future, you know, and then we can go to New York and you can make that happen yourself.
That would be really fun.
Yeah.
You could be working at Bloomberg because, you know.
Oh, yep.
The whole business.
New York.
And we could be in New York.
And San Francisco if you don't want to go to New York.
True.
Yeah. So obviously we've covered a lot of things, but I think one of the, like, my favorite ones is probably the one where you came up with the activity where we were, when I had to be, like, I had to make certain jobs, like, super professional so that people wouldn't get, that. Now that I'm recalling that, because I wanted to, you know, call out some of our best hits, I guess you could say, and I thought that was really fun because it was, like, on the spot. And then we also went around the office and, like, asked everybody else, like, what they would say. And it made you realize how on point they are, too. Because I think, I forgot who we asked, but they were, like, saying some really good things that I didn't even think about.
I think it was Dan. Dan was really good. But we have, you definitely have to, in, like, a later season, you definitely have to bring Dan on as a guest because he's really good.
I think it's good that we're talking about it on the podcast, but I think that for next season, something that we do need to work on is definitely, like, the whole guests aspect. Obviously it's harder because of what just happened with the pandemic, but I think that's something that would be, like, our next step, like, the next level, you know?
Yeah, so look forward to more guests.
Yeah, we're a lot more guests. Students too, hopefully, from campus. So
yes.
Yeah, so I mean, there's obviously, we can talk about everything that we're gonna do for the summer, you know, at our house, you know, totally gonna go out and go to the beaches and stuff this year. But we still did have a theme that we wanted to talk about, and I think it's an important theme that, or not theme, but, like, something that may not come up as often or something that people don't look up typically before an interview. We've talked about interviews before, but we haven't really touched on this subject, and it's the fact that there's illegal interview questions, and there's also like an important distinction between those illegal interview questions and the legal version of them. So I don't know about you, Rita, but before every interview, I think the thing that I'm worried about the most is just not messing up and like answering all the questions correctly.
Right.
I'm never really like, oh, this is an illegal interview question. What do I do? You know? So I think this is important just because of that fact that people don't think about it as often. So I did have a little activity that I kind of hope you didn't cheat and look at the presentation. But I'm going to be, I'll ask you like a, like some sort of question, and then you can just tell me if you believe that it's an illegal interview question or if it's not.
Okay.
And maybe what would you do in that situation?
And then, okay.
Yeah. So I'll start, we'll do like two or three. But I'll start with probably one of the one that I've seen a lot when I was doing like my little research for this. And so are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, so the question is, are you a United States citizen?
That feels illegal.
It feels illegal?
Yes.
Okay, well, you're right. But what would you do if you were in that situation? If someone asked if you were a U.S. citizen.
Shoot, that's hard.
Obviously, most likely implying the fact, yeah.
I guess I would ask, I would be like, before I answer that, I would like to clarify why my citizenship status is relevant to this job position.
So you would counter, basically.
Yeah, I would just counter. I would throw it back.
Yeah, because I didn't want to give it away, but there is like something that I found where it was an acronym, but it was more of like deflecting the interview question, or you can just basically ask another question like you did, or you can just say, can we move on because I know this isn't, you know, like irrelevant, or you can just ask for the interview to end because maybe that tells you something about the company, you know, that now maybe you don't want to work for them because why do they need to know these things, right?
Yeah.
So that would be that. But what about this? Are you authorized to work in the United States?
I feel like I've been asked that. Like, isn't like anytime you fill out like an I-9 form, it asks you. So that, yeah, I think that's legal.
Yeah. So it is legal. So there.
Okay.
But it's interesting because it's almost the same question, but it's just worded differently, and then that's something that people should kind of just be aware of, to not just assume
because
that...
Because you can have status to work in the U.S. but not be, like, a U.S. citizen. You could be, like, a permanent resident, or you could, like, even, like, if you're undocumented, I think you can get some sort of authorization to work still.
Yeah. Yes. And it's, I mean, and like I said, it's important to know. Every state is different, too, so, like, that's something else that
you need to.
So... There's also, like, the difference between federally protected, you know, questions and then... Or,
so, for this question, is this across the board legal?
So, in this question state, is know? Actually, yeah. Yeah. This is federal.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's also the differences between states and things like that, which is also important to look up. But this is federal. And then, what about if I ask you... So say, you know, one of the questions they ask you is, I noticed your accent. Do you mind telling me what race you are?
What? That's illegal.
Yeah.
So, very, very illegal.
Yeah. So, yeah.
How would I? Oh,
yeah.
I would
okay.
So
what
offended.
Would you do?
I don't even know if I can like, oh, I would need a second because that would just with my background, that would, that would, one, throw me off, and, like, secondly, that would evoke a lot of emotion in me. So I would really have to be careful with how I respond.
But is... Do you feel like that because of something that's happened in the past, or would you just...
I would...
You know?
Both.
Yeah, because that's really touchy.
It is really touchy, especially the whole, like, accent thing.
Like, to set it up. Yeah.
Guess I would say... the same thing I said to the last question is, like, I would say before I answer that, or I would actually make it a point. I would be like, you know, I don't feel comfortable with the question that was posed and would like some clarification as to why that's relevant to the position that I'm interviewing for.
But it's interesting because even at that point, I feel like it's obvious that you're just kind of like not interested at all anymore, you know, because like.
Yeah,
I feel like that would ruin everything, for the employer end of it. You know, since you have the ability to kind of walk out whenever you want, really. That's always like an interesting subject. I also read this one. Obviously, it's also a touchy subject. But what about if they point out, say, for example, you were wearing like a cross around your neck, like a necklace, you know? And they pointed out, they're like, oh, mm-hmm. we were just wondering, like, mm-hmm. what religion you are. Or do you believe in?
That's still not okay.
Yeah. It's definitely illegal. But
it's legal?
It's illegal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's illegal.
I was about to be like, oh, my God.
Yeah. So it's illegal. But... they do have the ability to ask or inquire about religious accommodations. So, you know, like if you have to pray in a certain time, then yeah, you can definitely, they can definitely ask that. And then it can be a part of like, once maybe you're hired, they can talk to you a little bit and say, you know, will 30 minutes be okay during this time? And they might just accommodate your, you know, your daily work schedule around that. But what about if they ask you if you've ever been convicted of a crime? So basically, you know, like, have you ever been convicted of, and then whatever crime you can think of?
I think that's legal.
Question mark?
Yeah, because I think, isn't there a thing, like, if you're a convicted felon, I think they can ask you that.
Yeah. Okay, well, you got all of these right, so, it is, the correct way, to ask, yeah, is if you've been ever, you know, convicted, but they can't ask if you've ever been arrested.
Oh...
yeah, so there's a subtle difference between those, but obviously I can go on, but what about if they ask you for, like, your proof of age, like, you know, like your, some sort of proof of age to get your date of birth, basically.
That feels legal, because you have to be, like, a certain age to be able to work.
But they asked for a proof of age.
I would say yeah.
Okay, well, this one is actually illegal.
What? Really?
Yeah.
What if you're working at, like, what if you are, like, applying for a job at a bar and they need to certify that you're 21?
In that case, then they have to ask if you meet the minimum age requirements set by law.
Oh wow.
So
that's so interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you're right. They definitely need to know if you're 21 or not, if you need to work at a bar. But they can't ask for, like, yeah, like your proof of age, basically. That's private information. But yeah, they can definitely ask if you meet the minimum age requirements. So do you feel like you would be, is this like a subject that before your next interview you feel like you maybe look up really quick, or something that you would study so that you kind of know about?
You know, before I've never considered this, but yeah, I think moving forward it would definitely be something that I would want to know.
I mean, I think it's more I guess I could say, like, the knowledge of this is more valuable if you are looking for something more serious. Especially now that, you know, you're about to graduate, this might be something that is really, like, important for you. Just so that you, I mean, it's always good just to have in the back of your head, you know, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely.
I know that wasn't, I mean, it was a lot of questions, but just wanted to, you know, give our listeners something new. Maybe, like you said, maybe you didn't know about the whole age thing, but maybe our listeners didn't know about this subject at all. So hopefully they learned something about, or you guys learned something from this. But this is going to be the end of the first season. So there is no really, like, easy way to say this, but is there anything you want to say before we call it a podcast, Rita?
Oh my goodness, I don't know what to say. I guess same thing I started with is, like, this has been so great, and I hope that it was helpful, and I hope that I get to use this information, because nobody's calling me back for interviews, and I'm ready to get a job.
I think you know what to do. more networking, more applying, more tailoring, Yes.
What about you? How do you feel at the end of the season?
I feel, honestly, the whole aspect of me, I think doing the podcast helps you understand if you really know the subject or not. Because when we do it on paper, or when we do resumes on paper, it can be really easy to just kind of get lost in the trance. But actually talking makes you think about what you're going to talk and think about what you're going to say and all these things. So I feel like I have better knowledge about certain subjects than I did before. So it's all been fun. Like, the activities have been really fun. Thinking on the spot, you know, thinking of situations on the fly. What would I do in a certain situation? Next thing you know, one of these podcasts is going to become super relevant for me because of some interview in the future, you know? So I think I've just learned a lot from talking versus just seeing it on paper. But yeah, I mean, I'm a sophomore, so I have 2 more years. So we'll see where it goes for me. But now thinking about it, you're going to have to be a guest on our next podcast. On one of our next podcasts, on the next season.
That would be really cute. Maybe, like, once I figure my life out.
Oh, my God.
And I'm worthy of being a guest, I would love for you to hit me up.
Okay. Then you let me know then.
I definitely will.
All right, so.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. It's been a good time.
Yeah, hopefully our quality hasn't gone down since everything happened, but we will see you on the next season, which is going to be coming this fall. And we hope that you guys all have a great summer. Bye-bye.